me boobies.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
He's mentally retarded.
No, he's not retarded.
How are you doing, Joe?
Who's the biggest retards in the world?
The Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Right.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Oh, my God, he's got phlegm. Ah!
And if you don't like it, Mr. Darnell, you can quit. Same goes for the rest of you. You've tried it your way for years, and your students can't even get past the minimum basic skills test.
What's that mean?
That means they can hardly read.
Wow.
That is so true, Dick.
It's driving me crazy.
Your concert is canceled.
What?
Canceled! You do know what canceled means, don't you, Mrs. Elliott? Over, finished, terminated.
Why? These children are going too
far. You're not telling me for one thing.
Filed a form in your office. When did you talk to your parents?
And for rank insubordination. You questioned my judgment, my competence, my intelligence.
You're the one who comes around here to bother me. You're a bully, a despicable man. I have nothing to say.
All right, let's just accommodate that, Mrs. Elliott. You're fired!
You need a psychiatrist.
Get out! Right now!
Fine, fine. Fired! You will hear from my lawyer!
This radio extravaganza comes with a 100% no-money-back guarantee.
Listen while you BM. It's the Don and Mike Show.
That was funny.
Oh, thank you.
You're awful funny, aren't you?
Yeah, sometimes. Sometimes those tapes come in handy.
Let me have your attention. With the help of my ubiquitous clandestine informants,
ubiquitous.
I have learned that the mayor has told the fire chief to catch me with those chains on the doors. They want to prosecute me and get me the hell out of here. Now, the security guards are our first line of defense.
Yes.
If you see the fire chief coming, stop him at the gates. Get on your walkie-talkies. Call in code 10. Got that?
Code 10.
Yes, sir.
We will repeat code 10 on the PA system. All teachers and guards have keys to the exit doors, so when you hear code 10, you will proceed expeditiously to your assigned door and remove the chains. Is that understood?
Yes, it is. You know what that means.
I'm not going to start that over again.
You know what that means.
What does that mean?
That means they can hardly read! What a wonderful smorgasbord of tapes that don't really make any sense that was. I was trying to figure out if you were making a point of some kind.
No, no. Just got a whole reel of that of Morgan Freeman screaming.
Morgan Freeman!
Hello, Donna Munch.
As Joe Clark!
Hello.
Hi.
Hi there. You're on the air. What's happening? Hello.
I'm just a new listener. And
it's a lady.
You guys are pretty funny. So I just want to go with that.
He's a lady. Or, excuse me, Mike. For a first-time caller, shouldn't we really go... Lady.
Lady. She's a lady.
Whoa, she's a lady.
And the lady is mine.
How about the Little River Band? Oh, lady, let me take a look at you now.
The aforementioned Sticks.
Oh, that's a good one, right?
Lady!
I hate Bob Dylan, but I'll go, lady, lady.
Lay across my big bed.
There you go. That's a little better.
Who's okay. That lady?
Who's that lady?
So you're new to the show, eh?
Yeah.
Welcome.
You'll hate us pretty quick.
But you might hate us so much that you stick around.
Okay. I'll try to.
All right, darling. Thank you for calling.
Sure.
Bye-bye.
Cal says what?
That bitch!
That's why people hate us.
That's exactly why people... There's no need for us to attack her be completely unreasonably cruel.
That bitch!
I don't know why you're like that with women.
I remember coming home once, and my father says, C's are not allowed in this house.
C's. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. I like rape.
Oh, dear. Oh, my.
Who always has to do that?
I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
I just sit down.
Well, Chris, just take a load
off. Tie it in a knot. Hello. Don and Mike Show.
Hello.
Hi there. What's happening?
Hey, how are you?
Very well. How are you?
I'm doing well. Hey, listen, I'm a first-time caller. You guys are great.
I enjoy the one-on-one that we have, the repartee. How are you? We are fine. You guys are good. Thanks. So are you. I'm a first-time listener. We've been doing it our whole
first-time
freaking
caller,
life.
Not a first-time listener.
Oh, sorry.
There you go.
Sorry. Whatever. I love the discourse that we have.
Oh, I do, too. I
heard. You as well.
I just hope we don't have a discharge. And I hope hope we don't have a lot of distance between us.
So what's on your mind, matey?
I think we turn a lot closer in a few minutes.
I can't hear the listener, Donnie.
Why do you have your headphones on over your eye, Mike?
We were talking about pirates before when we were talking about Johnny Depp. And I somehow just felt like being a pirate because I was barred with this collar.
You are retarded.
I am retarded.
Hi there, what's up?
Be careful, this guy's an idiot.
Yeah, it sounds like it. Hey, listen, I just want to let
speaking
you
of you.
Oh, okay, well, I am too.
Yeah.
I just want to let you know that I believe, if I'm not mistaken, on the David Letterman show, he mentioned your name twice.
No way.
Yeah, I think so.
No way. Everyone's called us with that today. Right. The comedian... His name is Frank Colombo. He said dynamite.
Yeah, he said it. I think he said it twice. I think he said it really mumbled at the very first time.
Hey, hold on a second. What's your name, please? What's your first name, please?
John.
John, we've had a lot of people call. That's a comedian. His name is Frank Colombo. Have you heard him on our show?
I thought his name was Caliendo.
That's
your
Caliendo.
Pronunciation and our pronunciation, you know.
He said dynamite.
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
Happens all the time, and people will call us and say, hey, somebody's giving you a plug, and, you know, he's just being like Jimmy J.J. Walker and saying dynamite.
Gotcha. Well, it sounded like dynamite.
Yeah, a lot of people thought so.
Yeah, and if we wanted to be, you know, insincere, we'd say that he was saying our names, but he really wasn't.
I mean, we've not had the guy on the show for a long time.
Nor will we.
Don and Mike are dynamite, so that's apropos, right?
Right on. Thank you, friend.
Thanks so much for the call and the update.
Bye, boss. Take care.
Thank you.
All right.
You have a nice afternoon.
Meet the new boss, same as the old boss.
There you go. All right, bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Be happy. Make somebody else. Let a smile be your handshake.
Let me just say, you are Don and Mike.
Told you.
Don and Mike Show.
Yeah. Hey, what's up, Don and Mike?
Hi there. What's happening?
Holla.
I had a little funny I wanted to tell, you know what I mean?
Wanted to tell?
That's right, Mr. Charlie.
What?
I said, that's right, Mr. Charlie.
Mr. Charlie?
Yeah, Mr. Charlie.
Who is Mr. Charlie that you speak of?
That would be you, bro.
Mr. Charlie, I believe I like the sound of that an awful lot. As a matter of fact, hold on. To the extent where I'd like to change the name of the character.
What is the Denzel Washington movie where he says, that's right, Mr. Charlie. You keep telling me, Mr. Charlie. If anyone knows that, I will have a shiny quarter for you.
Mr. Charlie. It's not Training Day, is it?
No. It's, God damn it. It's not American Gangster either.
It's Glory.
No, it's not Glory either.
Rob's favorite.
I know you always hate the ending. Rob hates the ending of that movie.
He doesn't like that, no.
But there is a Denzel Washington movie where he says, "That's right, Mr. Charlie." Oh, God damn, I wish I knew what that was.
So do we.
Somebody please call with that right now.
I will try to admit the challenge.
Is it Man on Fire?
You know, Denzel Washington has done... It might be the one where the boat gets blown up in New Orleans.
Oh, that's the one where he's...
Deja vu.
He's got a lot of roles
where he's... Lady in a Blue Dress, man.
Or it might be Inside Man. That one with...
Inside Man, I think it might be Inside
Jodie Foster.
Man.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely inside. No, Rob.
Man. You misunderstood, Rob.
It's a lady in a blue dress, man.
Inside Man. That is too good.
Devil in a blue dress. That's
all right. Listen, what else can we do for you?
I told you I wanted to tell my joke, man.
No, only
we don't do jokes unless you give us your phone number.
He already got it.
So if we don't laugh at your joke, it's okay to give out the phone number you called on?
That's right.
All right.
You're going to laugh, though.
All right, now you got to speak up a little bit because we want you to...
I said you're going to laugh, though.
They all right. say that.
All right, go ahead. All right.
Was 1 foot tall.
1 foot tall.
17 pounds, hung like a horse.
What?
A black baby, man.
A what?
Go ahead. A black baby. You know you want to laugh, Mike. Go ahead. You giggling now, right?
Well... Anyway, it's 202-315-9274. Really, I'd laugh if it was funny.
Mm-hmm. It was.
202.
Did you make it up yourself?
Say what?
Don't worry about it.
202-315-9274. I bet someone knows what that movie is. That Denzel
I didn't like the joke. I like the guy telling the joke.
Yeah. Hi there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, that one that you're looking for, that's Training Day, isn't it?
I think it is Training Day.
Is it Training Day? Where he says, "Oh, that's right, Mr. Charlie."
That's right. That's Training Day.
Is it Training Day? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Training Day. It's Training Day. And if you don't know that, then you've got your head up your rear.
Well, then who is Mr. Charlie? Who in Training Day is he called Mr.
I
Charlie?
I think Mr. Charlie worked as a vendor, a food vendor.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike, how's it going?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I got to share a story, but... Then I thought about it. It was Blade, man. That's where he said it was Mr. Charlie.
Blade?
No, Wesley
Blade
Snipes.
Is Wesley Snipes.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, greetings, gentlemen.
Yeah, hi. What's happening?
Hey, that movie with Denzel Washington is Carbon Copy.
Oh, hold on.
What?
Stop the presses and give this guy a quarter. That is a movie with George Segal. You are so right, where he finds out that he has a black son.
Are you applauding George Segal, Rob?
This is maybe Denzel Washington's first big movie, and it's almost like a Guess Who's Coming to Dinner thing that was done way before he was a star. And
yeah, it was a good movie.
Yeah, you're goddamn right. George Segal finds out that he's got a black son, and he's
where is this movie to be found?
He's the waspiest white guy in the world. The movie's called Carbon Copy, and he calls his dad throughout the movie. That's right, Mr. Charlie, and you, my friend. Wow, I got a real prize for you. What's your name? Where are you from?
Jim in Wichita.
All right, Jim, hold on a second. We got... Yes,
Carbon Copy.
Hello, Robbie.
Here's the stats on Carbon Copy. It's from 1981,
ooh,
so Denzel had to be really young.
Wow.
And it also has Susan St. James,
yeah,
Jack Warden, Dick Martin, and Tom Poston.
Martin like Rowan and Martin?
That's
yeah,
right.
Mm-hmm.
It's awful.
Segal has hidden his identity as a Jew and becomes successful corporate executive until the arrival of his illegitimate 17-year-old son.
Mr. Charlie.
It is his film debut.
Is Denzel Washington the son?
Yes.
Yes, he is. And she makes him leave the house because she doesn't want to have a black...
But it's horrible, so like if I see it somewhere, I mean...
You know what? It's not...
Is it a good afternoon if you've got the time?
It's one of the best George Segal movies ever made.
Name five.
Never mind, you can't.
Never mind.
He's going to try.
I have one that I liked. Freebie and the Bean. Elliot Gould.
We have a Don and Mike hoodie for you, so hold on a second, please. All right, my friend?
Wait a minute. I might be wrong because I got calls. I've done this before. I don't think it was Freebie and the Bean. There's a movie about gambling with Elliot Gould and George Segal. Is it California Split?
That's one.
I think California Split is the movie I'm talking about. I don't want to get any calls about it.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. No calls, please.
Somehow, I think I made the same mistake like 10 years ago.
Hey, Don and Mike, hello. Mr. Charlie.
And he's calling his father Mr. Charlie?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it was his first big movie. I liked Denzel Washington when he was on Saint Elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. Oh, yeah. That's how he, that's what I thought he got his start. Now, was this post Saint Elsewhere?
Yeah, this was like his first big movie. I remember going to the theater to see it and thinking, wow, you know, not bad.
Carbon copy.
Mr. Charlie. Hello, Dynamike Show.
Dynamike, what's up, gentlemen?
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, I got a question for you.
Yeah.
My brother and I were having a debate last night. He was talking about how he wouldn't want to kiss a girl who's a lesbian because she's had you-know-what in her face.
It's ridiculous.
So is every man. So is every man.
That's about as dumb an argument as I've ever heard.
What do you mean? You're talking
what about the vagina?
The question is, would you rather kiss a girl who's a lesbian who's had that in her face or a girl who's a heterosexual who's had a D in her face?
It's an irrelevant argument because we've all done that with heterosexual
Listen,
women.
I got news for you. If you've kissed anybody, then, you know, you've kissed somebody who's kissed somebody there.
Yeah, I mean, know. And there, if it's their mouth, it's been in your mouth.
It's like that whole, it's like that shampoo commercial with the little boxes of the woman
they
going,
tell their friends.
And so and so and so and so.
Just the way it works. Oh. And kissing a lesbian, you know, frankly, probably if you want to analyze it that way, kissing a lesbian would be better.
And then there's a third place besides those two.
Who's this?
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Ew.
Yeah. That guy's wrong. It's Mr. Charlie Goes to Washington.
No, you're
right. Denzel Washington plays a black Jimmy Stewart.
There is not any such movie.
There
is no
such
movie. Get out of here. Mr. Charlie Goes to Washington.
You're an idiot.
All I know is I've changed a character's name today.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Mr. Charlie.
I'm Mr. Charlie.
Welcome to the Don and Mike Show. Hello.
It's Don and Mike. He also said it like you would have seen the movie in Malcolm X.
Well, apparently Denzel Washington says Mr. Charlie in every single movie.
Maybe that's his little thing. Maybe that's like Martin Scorsese putting his mom and dad in every movie.
Or maybe let's just stop and analyze what Buzz was focusing on a moment ago. That you and I were both thinking of if you kiss someone where their mouth has been. And
right.
Buzz, I believe, was
yeah, but I, most people,
thinking about
I don't
that.
Think, well, I don't know. Yes, I do know. Most people's mouths haven't been there regularly.
True. Or much at all. Or most people haven't.
Probably, yeah.
Probably never. True. I probably. Mean, you know, except when you were a little kid.
Right.
You know. When finger, well, finger well, goes to butt.
No, it's not the same thing.
We're
I'm talking about
direct
mouth on
contact.
Right. Well, you know. That's why I pointed out.
Right.
Buzz is the only guy in the room that mentioned, oh, yeah. Hey, what about the rectum?
I just want to leave no stone unturned.
doesn't he always say that?
Hello there. Don and Mike Show.
Don is right. Vieira is hot. This morning I watched her and made some man snot.
There's your Vieira fan right there.
Thank you, Mike.
There's your Vieira fan lining up right there.
She's hot,
you know, there's the guy that's the Martian from the Warner Brothers cartoons.
I made some man snot.
Always sounds like Super Dave. Isn't that well, the that's one impression the one... that Super Dave aces?
That is the only person he can impersonate.
Right?
And he does a fine job, too.
Has all the lingo.
Stop by Popeye's and ask for it.
The original Popeye's in New Orleans.
Where he's working now.
Hello, Don and Mike Show and Touching the Food.
Canal Street.
Hello.
What's up, guys? Love the show. I hate it when they dump out, man. They're dumping out like crazy. I don't know if it was the discussion that just happened about the mouth and mouth to parts.
You know, and I'm sure they dumped out the word rectum.
Oh.
I've had a lot of cars, and I tell you what, I've had some that I've driven very well, and some that I've wrecked them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, gosh, it's hard being clever every day to come up with new ways to say words that are in the goddamn dictionary.
Yes, medical terms, and really, I mean, this is one of those times where we're educating. Please. And you know, you were mentioning Super Dave, and if you're going to talk about kissing a lesbian or kissing, you know, a heterosexual person. What about, we've all done this too, I think.
What?
We've shaken Dave's hands, Super Dave's hands.
Yeah.
Many times.
Uh-huh.
Think about those hands. Think about how busy those hands have been.
Yeah.
And you talk about fruit pepper. I think it's important to point out, at most of the eateries that he's worked at, he works cleaning the windows.
I'm thinking just about all of the involuntary places that hand has been.
Yeah.
Those fingers have been.
Yeah. I mean, the fact is, you know, you base it on what the pants. You know, that he wore that one day, the pants that were,
the pants.
You know, could literally walk around by themselves.
I imagine him walking the streets of New Orleans.
He's not shy about an itch.
A bunch of toughies pulling him inside some alley somewhere. And
they gather around him. They're about to roll him, and suddenly the wafting odor comes up, and they run away.
Keep in mind, when you shook his hand, he was living in that Baltimore boarding house that had no hot water.
That's the really – and you spoke to his ability to pay his bills.
Yeah.
And I was wondering about his – we never really dialed in exactly the kind of conditions he was.
He has family in New Orleans.
So he's living with family.
I think that's the reason he left Bel Air.
Is he living with an aunt in New Orleans now? Didn't he mention that? An aunt or
– Aunt Dave, yes. Yeah.
Aunt Davey.
Okay, whatever.
Davey.
Hey, guess what time it is again?
Oh, boy.
It's super commercial time. It's really the reason everyone listens to the show.
I love these.
Me too. Each one of them is a playlist in its own little 60, 30, or 10-second variety.
Oh, it's
right?
Like a major work of art. Enjoy.
Fabulous. And here's the best part. A lot of it is done by John Norman.
Yay! Fantastic!
Oh, you know, the one time that we need that button, we got rid of it, didn't we?
I can get it back for you.
1,000.
Norman!
Good job, Rob.
Look what's on that button now.
Yeah, look what's on that button now.
I'm Scott Shannon. Stand by for news.
A boyhood dream.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.